Neoma's information was said that she was born in Missouri originally in April 16th, 1884. But beyond the time between the Missouri bit and how she got to Oklahoma, I haven't been able to find any information really about that. With Neoma, we have a little bit more information just because of the Creek Muscogee linkage. So on the Dawes roll there in, and I did have it written down, I think it was the 1911. I'd have to double check that. But on the Dawes roll, so she was listed as 1/8 Creek of the Blood, which was something unique in the sense that when a lot of Natives and African Americans were removed from their spaces to Oklahoma, some were not recognized as part of the indigenous nations that they, you know, had been a part of. And it's unique in the sense that she was recognized as 1/8 Creek of the Blood, and the implications that had for her part of the family, at least in theory, would be that in terms of being able to be distributed land, which was promised to a lot of Native Americans and African Americans when they went to Oklahoma, it would have made their family a bit more of a higher priority. Of course, once oil and gas was discovered in Oklahoma, some of those things did not come through as they were supposed to. But needless to say, she was listed as Creek of the Blood. So we do have at least a little bit more information about, you know, where she's from and a little bit more of a paper trail of where she's been. I mean, and I'm not definitely not an Oklahoma history major or anything like that, but from what I can understand, once both Natives and Blacks were moved to the area, initially the communities were, you know, integrated, right? There was Blacks and Natives living side by side in communities because a lot of them came together. They were, you know, of mixed race and mixed blood and over generations as well. And so from what I've read too, is at some point in Oklahoma there, they had actually divided up the communities as well so that those communities then were forcibly segregated to Black communities and Indigenous Native communities. I'm in the middle of actually reading a book regarding this. So if you were to look up Sarah Atkins, so that would have been Neoma's mom, I believe it's a class action lawsuit, but it is regarding lands that were distributed, then were taken away